Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Winter is a-coming, the weather's getting cold. I have to watch my brother Tom, he's 8 years old. No, I never have to worry, he might slip on ice and fall. In fact, there's only one thing that worries me at all. Tommy, don't lick that pipe, your tongue, it'll stick like glue. And I wish you'd mind. Don't you remember what happened last time? You can do about anything else that you like, but Tommy, don't lick that pipe. Do you remember Uncle Albert? Such scientific curiosity.
Let's see.
He stuck his tongue out on the old pump handle, and it took us 2 whole days to get him free. So, Tommy, don't lick that pipe. Your tongue, it'll stick like glue.
That's true.
I've warned you twice and I wish you'd mind. Don't you remember what happened last time? You can do about anything else that you like, but Tommy, don't lick that pipe. Do you remember Grandma Dawson? She touched her tongue onto the water spout. She said she thought that it was made of plastic, and it took us until May to thaw her out. So, Tommy, don't lick that pipe.
Tommy, don't lick that.
Your tongue, it'll stick like glue.
That's true.
I've warned you twice and I wish you'd mind. Don't you remember what happened last time? You can do about anything else that you like, but Tommy, don't lick that pipe. Outside to do his doggy thing. We found him frozen solid to a hydrant, and we couldn't break him loose until the spring. So, Tommy, don't lick that pipe.
Tommy, don't lick that.
Your tongue, it'll stick like glue. Well, I've warned you twice and I wish you'd mind. Don't you remember what happened last time? You can do about anything else that you like, but Tommy, don't lick that.
It do get cold some places, don't it? It do. It do. It do. Places like Minot, North Dakota. And places way up there north in Minnesota and Wisconsin and up there, Maine. It gets really, really, really cold. Colder than it does in the West. A lot of times colder than, say, in Wyoming or Arizona or Colorado or Utah, although it gets pretty cold in the Dakotas. And it can get fairly cold here, but not very often. I remember back when I was a kid, some of you might remember back in the winter of 68 when it got down to 35 below and we had like 80 inches of snow. Remember that? Winter of 68, we're all building forts and all the schools closed and all the hydraulics got all messed up in the garbage trucks and everything. Remember that? 1968, one of the big events in 1968 was that winter, 68-69. And when after all the other things that happened in 1968, that was, you know, it was kind of fun, actually, because so many other things happened in 68 that weren't very fun. Well, hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr. This is Inland Folk for December the 3rd. December the 3rd. We need to do something here. We need to mention to you, by the way, that was John McCutcheon, Tommy Don't Lick That Pipe, from his Rounder Kids albums, his Songs for the Seasons collection. There's a series. Winter was the first one that came out. Anyway, we need to mention that the Linder Waterfall concert is supposed to be next week. No, it's supposed to be tonight, actually. And it's not happening with Linder Waterfall. Linder Waterfall has come down with pneumonia, and so she is not in shape to do the concert. And first of all, the biggest thing is to make sure that Linda knows that all of us who are listening to the show and all of us who are connected with the show and all of us who aren't even listening to the show but know that Linda Waterfall has pneumonia, and those who don't even know that wish her very, very well and wish her the speediest of all those recoveries and things, because that sucks, that pneumonia thing. That can just take every piece of energy you got left. So get better, Linda Waterfall. Yes, indeed, get better and come back to us and tell us about being a hometown girl. Anyway, so she won't be doing it, but the great Hank Kramer has stepped up to the mic, and he will be doing the thing. And along with Carter Junction, and they're kind of an up-and-coming duo, husband and wife duo. He does cowboy songs. He's pretty raw, and he writes some really interesting things. And then she does Celtic with the harp, and she is amazing, and she does some beautiful, beautiful voice she's got. And she does stuff like that. So they're going to be at the December 3rd show, not Linda Waterfall. They're at the Unitarian Universalist Church there on Sylvester Road there in Pasco. And I believe that's a 7:30 show sponsored by the Three Rivers Folk Life Society. Let's do this. This is one of the best convict songs ever. A lot of people have recorded it. Hank does a pretty credible job on it, though. The Morton Bay Settlers Lament, or Morton Bay, or the it's also called the Erin, the Exiles from Erin, or something like that. Anyway, it goes like this.
One Sunday morning, as I went walking by Brisbane waters, I chanced to stray. I heard a prisoner his fate bewailing, as on the sunny riverbank he lay. I am a native of Erin's Island, but banished now from my native shore. They tore me from my aged parents and from the maiden whom I adored. I've been a prisoner at Port Macquarie, at Norfolk Island and Emu Plains, at Castle Hill and at Kirstungavie. At all those settlements I've worked in chains. But of all places of condemnation and penal stations of New South Wales, to Morton Bay I have found no equal. Excessive tyranny each day prevails. For 3 long years I was beastly treated in heavy irons. On my legs I wore, my back with flogging was lacerated. When begged for mercy, they'd offer more. And many is the man from downright starvation lies mouldering underneath the clay. And Captain Logan, he had us tortured on his triangles down at Moreton Bay. Like the Egyptians and ancient Hebrews, we were oppressed under Logan's yoke. Till a native black lying there in ambush did deal that tyrant his mortal stroke. My fellow prisoners exhilarated that all such tyrants such death might find. And when from bondage we're liberated, our former suffering shall fade from mind. One Sunday morning, as I went walking by Brisbane water, I chanced to stray. I heard a prisoner his fate bewailing as on the sunny river bank he lay.
Traveler, great historical bum, highly educated, from history I have come. I built the Rock of Ages, that was in the year one. That's about the biggest thing that man has ever done. And I worked in the Garden of Eden, that was in the year of two. Joined the Apple Pickers Union, now always paid my dues. I'm the man that signed the contract to raise the rising sun. That's about the biggest thing man has ever done. On the pyramids, Tower of Babel too, I opened up the ocean, let the migrant children through. I fought a million battles and I never lost a one. That's about the biggest thing that man has ever done. And I was in the revolution when we set this country free. Me and a couple of the Indians that dumped the Boston tea. We won the battle at Valley Forge and the Battle of Bully Run. That's about the biggest thing that man has ever done. With my freedom wife and this big land we built, takes all of the 50 states for me to spread my quilt. Our kids are in the millions now, they run from sun to sun. That's about the biggest thing that man has ever done. I'd better quit the talking, 'cause I told you all I know. But please remember, partner, you may go, that the people are building peaceful world, and when the victory's won, that'll be the biggest thing that man has ever done. Yes, the people are building a peaceful world, and when the victory's won, that'll be the biggest thing that man has ever done.
It's a mighty hard road that these poor hands have hoed. It's 4 feet of wandered a hot, dusty road. Out of the dust bowl and westward we rode. Your deserts was hot, your mountains was cold. I've worked in your orchards, peaches and prunes. Slept on the ground neath the light of the moon. At the edge of your cities, you'll see us and then. We come with the dust, we're gone with. California, Arizona, I've worked all your crops. Up north to Oregon to gather your hops. Pick the beets from your ground, pick the grapes from your vine. To put on your table your bright, sparkling wine. Green pastures aplenty from dry desert ground. From the Grand Coulee Dam where the waters run down. Every state in this union us migrants have been. And we'll work in this fight and we'll fight till we win. Well, it's always I ran this river and I. Through this green valley I will work till I die. This land I'll defend with my life if it be. For these pastures of plenty must always be free. This land I'll defend with my life if it be. For these pastures of plenty must always be.
Wow, that was really cool, live like that. He can just kick it on the hammer dulcimer, Candy, and he's so accurate. He doesn't play hammer dulcimer as much as he used to. That used to be the ultimate reason why you would listen to John McCutcheon, is because he was a great hammer dulcimer player on those old Winds That Shakes the Barley albums and those kinds of things. Now he's much more about being a songwriter, and he uses the hammer dulcimer as backup or accompaniment to other things that he's doing. You know, I'm just kind of in this John McCutcheon mode lately for some reason, because there's so much out there that I've kind of neglected because I haven't been picking up the albums as I should. And he's such a good song. He's very underrated as a songwriter. And he has done some things production-wise that you have to look at. A little bit of the integrity screw sometimes isn't there. But the integrity screw in terms of how he feels about working men and the injustices. He's a very social justice kind of guy, and those integrity screws are totally intact. Thinking about Hank Kramer, you know, Hank Kramer, just he gets his material from everywhere. And on his Song for the Soldiers album, he recorded Over the Hill and Far Away from Flanders, Portugal, and Spain, from the Sharps soundtrack. The Sharps thing that John Tams wrote, and this is another one of John Tams's songs written for the Sharps Odyssey with Sean Bean and all those guys. And Sharp, of course, the the non-commissioned officer who's boosted into the ranks by Wellington and all this stuff about the whole Napoleonic War and all this kind of thing. And we follow Sharp all the way through it and way, way, way beyond. And Richard Sharp, the Sharp's Chronicles, Sharp's Rifles, they were written by Bernard Cornwell. And they were made into a TV series, like I say, with Sean Bean. Some great songs came out of it. Hank does a nice job on this one. Love Farewell. It goes like this.
I thought I heard the colonel crying, "March, brave boys, there's no denying. Cannons roar and drums are beaten. March, brave boys, there's no retreating. Love, farewell." Will you go or will you tarry?
Will you wait or will you marry?
Would this moment last forever?
Kiss me now and leave me never.
Love, farewell. If I should fall in far-off battle, bugles call and rifles rattle,
but my heart
silver and gold. I've tunneled, hydraulicked, and cradled, and I have been frequently sold, and I have been frequently sold. Oh, I have been frequently sold. I've tunneled, hydraulicked, and cradled, and I have been frequently sold. For one who makes riches at mining, perceiving that hundreds grow poor, I made up my mind to start farming. It's the only pursuit that is sure. It's the only pursuit that is sure. suit, that is sure. I made up my mind to start farming. It's the only pursuit that is sure. So I packed all my grub in my blanket, and I left all my tools on the ground. And I started right out for the Shangan, for the country they call Puget Sound, for the country they call Puget Sound, oh, the country they call Puget Sound. I started right out for the Shangan, for the country they call Puget Sound. Arriving dead broke in midwinter, I found it enveloped in fog and covered all over with timber, as thick as the hair on a dog. I tried to get out of that country, but poverty forced me to stay. And soon I became an old settler, and now nothing can drive me away. I became an old settler, now nothing can drive me away. No longer the slave of ambition, I laugh at the world and its shams. As I think of my happy condition, surrounded by acres of clams, surrounded by acres of clams, oh, surrounded by acres of clams. I think of my happy condition, surrounded by acres of
night and day we're faring o'er the wild and the restless ocean, for it's out on the deep that we harvest and reap, as we hunt the bonny shores of herring. It was on a fair and a pleasant day, out of Yarmouth Harbour I was faring, as a cabin boy on a sailing lugger, for to go and hunt the shores of herring. Ah, the work was was hard and the hours were long, and the treatment sure it took some bearing. There was little kindness and the kicks were many as we hunted for the shores of herring. Oh, we fished the swarth and the broken bank. I was cook and I'd a quarter sharing. And I used to sleep standing on me feet, and I'd dream about the shores of herring. Now we left the home grounds in the month of June, and for canny shields we soon were bearing. With 100 cran of the silver darlings we had taken from the shores of herring. Now you're up on deck, you're a fisherman, you can curse and show a manly bearing. Get your education, scraps of navigation, as we're hunting for the shores of herring. In the stormy seas and the living gales, just to earn your daily bread you're daring. From the Dover Strait to the Faroe Islands, as you're hunting for the shores of herring. Oh, I earned my keep and I earned my pay, and I earned the gear that I was wearing. Sailed 10,000 miles, caught 10 million fishes, as we hunted for the shores of herring. Night and day we're faring. Come winter waves or winter gales, sweating and cold, growing up, growing old, as we hunt the bonny shoals of herring.
Not a bad job of Ewan McCall's Shoals of Herring. And the Shoals of Herring, he got it all in there. There's several different versions of that song, actually. Even Ewan McCall did several versions, and Hank did a nice job. And I think that, of course, is homage to the great Rob Folsom, because Rob Folsom sang such a good version of the Shoals of Herring. And before that, Acres of Clams. That's an old Washington song about the Northwest from Heidi Muller. We had Acres of Clams and Shoals of Herring from Hank Kramer. And don't forget that Hank Kramer will be in concert tonight at the Unitarian Universalist Church there, along with Carter Junction. And that'll be a fun, fun show. They really respect each other. They work well together. And that'll just be an awesome, awesome show. Carter Junction. Clinton Carter writes some songs that he can sort of recreate some of the old mining days and a lot of stuff. He also does wonderful versions of various old cowboy songs and Johnny Cash, and he does Gordon Lightfoot and that kind of thing. And then Sarah, she plays the harp, and she sings a lot of the old standards pretty well. The Wild Mountain Time and a lot of those kinds of things, and she's got a beautiful voice. And between the two of them, he's very rough and raw, and she's very, very, very Celtic. That's about the best way to put it. Beautiful voice. Oh my gosh. And they complement each other very, very well. Husband and wife team, Carter Junction, Clinton Carter and Sarah Carter. All righty. And they're in their early 20s, and they're all going to be there in the Tri-Cities there at the Three Rivers Folk Life Society event, the Unitarian Universalist Church. They're on Sylvester Road in Pasco. Heidi is about done with all of her touring for a while. They just finished up their gig in Enterprise, and they did a gig in Seattle and Tri-Cities and Moscow, and they're pretty much finished up, Bob Webb. This is a wonderful album, this Gypsy Wind album. I kind of think it's about her best album until you get to Seeing Things. And that's a really good album, and the new album is pretty good too. But this Gypsy Wind, she produced the whole thing, she found the backup, she did everything. It's got some wonderful, wonderful songs on it. This is a Real Change. It's such a good song. All about young David. She meant David. David, I think she said to me she heard from or spoke with David or something fairly recently. This is a good story song, and it is so well paced. Heidi's song, Real Change, which is the name of a periodical, a paper that had poetry from homeless folks all over the city of Seattle and beyond. Alrighty, Real Change.
There's a lamppost on 2nd Avenue, and I see you standing there every month or two. You don't stay there any longer than it takes to sell your wares, but I've always taken notice of your being there. And it's a living for a day or two or three. What you do the other 30 matters not to me. Or should I say it didn't matter before I knew your name? Now people on the street don't look the same. I fumbled for my wallet, I was just another stranger, stopping on the street to buy a real change. There's a building on 3rd Avenue, and I go there every day like I've promised to. I traded in my freedom for a paper guarantee. I offer up my hours for a salary. And it's a living, though I worry that my dreams got lost in the bargain. That's the way it seems. But that's more than I mentioned when I handed you my bill. You said, care to help the homeless? And I said, I will. And I handed you my fiver. I didn't feel too much pain as you counted out your ones and gave me real change. The wind was blowing chilly down the avenue, and though I've often passed you by, I walked right up to you. I knew I was tired when I asked you for your name. Then I said it didn't matter, no, it's all the same. And you said David touched your badge. I said I've seen you here before. I come down every night, I walk right by the store. It was over in a moment and I left, but even yet there was a look on your face that I can't forget. I just stopped to buy a paper, it was just a brief exchange, but ever since I left I've felt a real change. Endless faces on the street, avoiding gazes never meet. But each of us has an equal claim to stand up straight, speak our name. Now I walk across your corner and it's empty in the rain. You must have sold all your papers, that would explain it. But while you're walking through the city on a rope without a net, There's a stranger knows your name and she won't forget. For you see, it really matters. There's no two of us the same. I thank you for the paper and the real change.
Dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you or me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. In Salt Lake, Joe, I says to him, standing by my bed, they framed you on a murder charge. Says Joe, but I ain't dead. Says Joe, but I ain't dead. The copper boss says, killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe. I did not die. Says Joe, I did not die. And standing there as big as life and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they forgot to kill went on to organize, went on to organize. But Joe Hill ain't dead, he says to me, Joe Hill ain't never died. Where working men are out on strike, Joe Hill is at their side. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize, says he, you'll find Joe Hill. Says he, you'll find Joe Hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you or me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. Oh,
silhouette sway in the night. A ruby passion burning bright. Touched by the wind, gypsy wind. I raised it up and let it go. Touched by the wind, gypsy wind.
Sisters, I'm hard to know. for you, you're not there. Listen for your voice, I cannot hear. I see your eyes when I close mine. At the crossroads, the time goes by. Sail away, mother. Sail away. Sail.
some pretty raw homegrown sounding stuff there with Roger Smith rolling away. And then we heard Sail Away from John Nelson from his album Tango Ranchita. And before that, Gypsy Wind, the title cut from Heidi Muller's wonderful album. Wonderfully, wonderfully underrated album. And has such great stuff on it. Wonderful instrumentals and everything. The Metal Suite is on there. And the Real Change thing and New Ideas and all that's all on there. Gypsy Wind. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Want to remind you, we're actually recording this show over. And it had to do with the fact that Linda Waterfall isn't feeling too well, so she can't make that gig tonight in the Tri-Cities. And we just really, really wish Linda Waterfall well. You hang in there, lady. Go on and conquer the world when you get the energy to do that. Alrighty? And in the meantime, Hank Kramer will be there at that gig, and he always conquers the world. Along with Carter Junction, Clinton and Sarah Carter will be there in the Tri-Cities. December 3rd, that's tonight at the Unitarian Universalist Church there on Sylvester Road. Another concert we're going to be covering in this show is Mark O'Connor. Only the Mark O'Connor band is going to be there, the whole band. Mark and Maggie and Sun Forrest and Katie, whatever her name is. And yeah, good stuff. They're going to be in Enterprise at the OK Theater on Monday the 12th. I don't just know what the time is. Probably 7 o'clock show. So you want to get there and check that out. And they're just amazing. We're going to hear from Mark and Maggie and the band in the next hour. And so you'd be hanging on for that. Alrighty, Rankin family in the background doing the Maroon Galgilis. The Maroon Galgilis, my faithful fair one, Inland Folks production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, Yun Jung Shin, doing the playlists and thinking about stuff. Doing the playlists. Fun to have her around. Email me at dasindaniel@maherwsu.edu or call me at 509-332-5047. We're coming right back with some more John Nelson. Hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on.
Chill me, hey, Buddha, cool, and good, the old, cool, and good, sound, and be shy, cheese.